T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Hey, welcome to the Five Star Zone. Rico Beard, Evan Jenkins on a lazy summer afternoon. It's gorgeous outside. And Evan, geez, I think I saw Michigan State's 50 days away from football. Michigan means they're 51 days away from football. It really ain't that far away.
No, and it's cutting summer short, but you know what? I'm all right with it.
Once you turn the corner,
yeah.
And once you see August, that's
it. There's no looking back. That's when we get all the good content, too, the practice videos and stuff.
Right. Now you're in Big Ten Media Day. Now this is...
Yeah, that's coming up soon, right? Next week?
Yes, I believe it is. Yeah, I think it is next... No, it's not next week, but I think it's the week after.
Okay. But it's coming up soon. I know Big 12s was today.
Yeah, but yeah, it's Big Ten Media Day is coming up. Let's make sure. I don't want to lie to the people. Yeah, it's not next week, but it's the week after.
Do you think we're going to get any cool questions this year from, like, M Globe Blue 98 that starts his question with, Go Blue.
Hey, Jim, congratulations on winning the title. Go Blue. It's all great. Go Blue.
I still can't believe that that's allowed there.
I can't, because that's... what it is now. It's basically you come up with a website and you could do whatever you want, say whatever you want. There's no professionalism at all. It's Go Blue.
Yeah, there's no accountability either. I mean, you create a website, you get to go, and now you get to be your fan in front of your hero.
And it's a catch-22 because a lot of these people with the websites, the fanboys, well, they attract fans.
No, so you're right about
they
that.
They ask the questions that the fans want to ask, but... It really is. It takes away when you got a legitimate question and some guy's up there saying, "Hey Jim, hey, remember when you beat the Buckeyes? That was awesome, right? You like that game, right?"
And listen, there's no problem being a fan of the team. I'm a huge Michigan State fan. I go to all their basketball and football games for the majority, but I've never been like, "Go Green."
Right.
If anything, I'm more critical of them being there than I ever am sitting at home.
Every time we've had Mel Tucker on, he finishes the call with "Go Green." I'm not gonna be "Go White." No, dude. This is work business time now. Yeah, it's business. So
yeah.
You can say whatever you want to go ahead and prop up your thing, but yeah, it just amazes me, man. But yeah, I promise you will. Especially, I mean, they pretty much gave Harbaugh his only day because I think everybody else is on the next day. So it's Michigan and a bunch of bottom feeding teams, and then. It's MSU, I think it's Penn State, I think it's Ohio State, yeah. Like all the other teams. It's pretty much like, we don't want any awkward run-ins. Let's let Jim come in first, and then all the other coaches come in second. Though it is funny that Mel Tucker came out and said that we really don't need to be friends. I don't know if you read the article.
I did, and I didn't have a problem with what he was saying because he's like, listen, we've never coached together.
Right.
There's no correlation between us two.
We don't have a common interest. I got a common interest with Nick Saban. I got a common interest with Kirby Smart. Yeah. I got a common interest with a lot of different people because I was on their staff. I coached with them. I'd never coached with this man before. He's our rival. I don't need a new friend.
Yeah, and playing careers, I mean – never cross paths and think about it. I mean, me, I'm 38. I haven't gained too many guy friends after college, right?
Right.
That just doesn't happen at this age unless, you know, like I've gotten to know you and the guys that I work with and such, but that's because we're in the same building all the time. But I'm not looking for many guy friends anymore. Like it is what it is at this point.
So,
and I got what he was saying. Don't fake it. there's no reason to fake it either. Oh, we're buddies, you know?
No, there is no reason to fake it. But, yeah, football season's coming up. We're in the middle of recruiting season. I'm trying to think. Have we done a show since By Joe committed to Michigan
State?
No,
we have not. I think we talked about him that day.
Yeah, we talked about him that day. He's a top 100 player out of Norman, Oklahoma, but he's not from Oklahoma. He comes from Africa, and he committed to Michigan State. He talked about how he just liked the atmosphere. It was Brandon Jordan, the new defensive line coach, and looking at how many people that he's trained. I think he trains 194 people in the NFL.
Now,
I know I read somewhere on the internet yesterday that some people don't think that that's all hype, but I'm like, dude, when you train 194 people in the NFL, they're not wasting their money. They're not wasting their time. So.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They don't drop their own dime to fly to East Lansing, Michigan for
right.
a weekend to train.
Hey, and newsflash, a couple Wolverines drove right past Ann Arbor to go to East Lansing.
And rave about the guy.
Right. So, speaking of fanboys, but anyway, I'll move on. but yeah, they signed by. He's going to be coming in. I think he's going to be an instant impact player. Now, I don't say that for a lot of people, but he's raw, but they like everything that they see about this kid. And this is the type that they believe that they could turn into an NFL first round or second round selection in 3 to 4 years.
Would you say he's similar to David Ojabo and like the path that he kind of took to being, well, a second round pick, but that's because of the
he got injured. Yeah.
But
I still can't believe they just left him on the ground.
I'll never get over that. The fact that they went and picked up the football
right.
before they checked on him.
Pick up the ball. Coach, I think he's dead. Oh.
And I get that you're not a player there anymore, but those trainers still have a responsibility
right.
to look at
Nobody rushed to this man, but hey, you know.
But
hey.
Is it similar to that kind of track?
It could be, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of times because it's just a raw ability, and a lot of coaches and a lot of trainers would rather deal with a kid with no bad habits.
And a kid that's willing to learn, too.
Right, because you're a sponge. Whatever I tell you, you're going to do. I mean, I told the story. It's like when I was just messing around one day at Fox 2 and hitting some golf balls, and a golf pro came up to me and, like, told me three things and said, okay, now do the three things I told you and hit the ball off the tee. It was at a driving range. And people were like, oh, my God, he's a ringer. He knows. He's like, no, he has no bad habits. He listened to everything that I told him, and he just did it.
Well, and I've always – well, with any sport, really, if you start early and it's not just what you watched on TV and you're trying to mimic it, you're probably going to end up pretty good at that sport
right.
at a young age learning the correct way, quote, unquote, the correct way.
So, yeah, probably going to be a tough week coming up for Michigan State recruiting. I think the tight end from Atlanta is probably going to go to Ohio State. It looks like Samson Okalali. Okalala.
He's the offensive lineman,
right? The pancake honcho. Yeah. The dude that eats the pancakes.
I always think of the half-baked. I want to talk to Samson.
Right. Miami. And he's probably going to go to Miami, which is going to help out Michigan State because I think him going to Miami will push Peyton Kirkland to MSU. So that's something that will help them out. And getting back to Miami, man, Miami is doing something that a lot of people are so upset with because they're going all in with the NIL. Here's what you have to realize. Miami's not breaking rules, people. Miami's not doing anything. There are very few rules to the NIL. I mean, we ran across one because we were doing work with Darius Snow. Mm-hmm. And he's doing a lot of stuff for our shows and the podcast and me and Mike and our radio show. You have to pay them for goods.
You have to get something in return from
right.
them. I can't just go give a player a hundy and say, well done.
Right. So Miami is doing that. Like I said, they're probably going to get Samson. That's going to help Michigan State with Peyton Kirkland and Miles McVay, the other O-lineman. So you may end up getting those too. But with Miami, they're throwing a lot of NIL packages at people. And if I don't know if you saw Michigan State players just came out with the East Lansing NIL club where people could just donate and do whatever if they want to that.
Yeah, I didn't get the whole concept behind that, but I saw it going around.
It's basically, I mean, it's kind of either you can think of it like either you want to donate to us So it's a GoFundMe page, kind of like, well, sure. Hey, you're a big fan. You can donate to this and blah,
maybe
blah, blah.
We can divvy it up with the players that aren't getting the money.
Or it's Cameo. You want me to come to your old man's retirement party. All right. Peyton Thorne, Jaden Reed shows up, signs a couple autographs, takes some pictures.
Boom.
Says, you know, whatever. And it's Cameo for MSU players. You're not going to get rich off of this. I think they said they made $81,000 off the first day. But that's what it is. Now, Miami is offering, you know, big packages. And then, you know, you hear about Dante Moore, the King quarterback, going out to Oregon. And they were talking about the packages that he had. And, you know, I'm talking to some people who are very close to that situation. And let me just say this slowly for the mentally challenged out there who just don't get it. Dante Moore wasn't in the room when they discussed the packages. The family wanted him to pick the school that he wanted to go to, period.
And it's
the family and everybody else discussed it. But Dante, your decision is going to be based off of this. And it was almost like blind bidding. You don't know what's behind each door. You just tell me which place you want to go to.
Yeah.
It was Oregon. Because
you can't blame a kid for wanting to go to Oregon.
Oregon didn't have the best package. Okay? It wasn't them.
And they have a new head coach.
It's Candyland if you like athletic gear.
Yeah, if you like Nike and just swag in general.
You're going to get stuff before anybody else gets it.
Yeah.
Years before. So he goes to Oregon, and it's like, oh, well, you know, his parents get this. And they're like, no, guys, he didn't. And as I stated before, Michigan had their shot, and they blew it. They were in the driver's seat, and instead of selling Michigan, they sold, hey, come up here and, you know, wear our Jordan shoes and come put on a jersey and take photos. But they never sold what the offense can do. And here's the other thing. In your most primetime game last year, outside of Ohio State, early in the season, it's against Washington. What does Dante see you do? You turn around and hand the ball off 50-some times a game.
Run.
What quarterback wants to do that?
Especially a top-tier quarterback that has other options to do what he wants to do. I mean, it took him all the way till the Michigan State game to throw for 300 yards for their starting quarterback.
Right.
And that's crazy to think about. 300 yards is like the new norm.
Right. 300 yards is what you do in the first half against a bad team.
Yes.
And then now you're done for the day. But, you know, that's what happened there. NIL packages are going to get lucrative, but I think there's going to be a cutoff point. Now, look at Quinn Ewers. Quinn Ewers has gotten paid by Ohio State boosters. He's gotten paid by Texas boosters. He's yet to throw a pass. I mean, yet to do a significant pass.
Sure.
I think he got in that Michigan State-Ohio State game where it was just a bloodbath.
Yeah.
And everybody got in. Evan, I think I saw you in there in the fourth quarter.
I took a rep.
So I think what's going to happen is eventually what you're going to see when people start flailing out and just missing, I don't think the boosters are going to pay as much anymore because rich people didn't get rich by throwing away their money.
No.
Spencer Rattler is another example. Like, paid this kid a ton of money, didn't happen. Clemson quarterback, DJ, Dr. Pepper, wants all their money back.
Oh, I'm sure. And I think I only saw him in like one commercial, right?
He wasn't that good. And it's playing the stock market is the best way you could think about it. Miami is investing a lot in kids right now, hoping to bring back the U swag, the U of the 80s. And they're willing to put a ton of money. They got boosters and billionaires saying, we'll foot the bill. Let's go for it right now.
The Two Live Crew guys got any money anymore?
I don't think so. Matter of fact, I think one of them's dead.
They were, oh man, were they just ingrained in
yeah, Luther Campbell.
Oh my God.
I think he's still around.
Well, it was him, because didn't they do a special on it? And I forget the white guy that tagged around that gave all that money out, too.
Oh, yeah?
And
I mean, The Rock is sitting there tweeting at the players saying,
well,
that's
the thing, man.
Jimmy Johnson. Like, these players don't know who Jimmy Johnson is.
But you got...
Miami's going all in. They want to be relevant again. They want to be feared, because they weren't feared. I think the breaking point was when MSU went down there
and
beat Miami in the heat in Miami, and it was, wake-up call. They out-toughed them. They knocked the quarterback out the game. And that was it. Miami was firing their coach that day because you let a team from the north come up here and do this. They had more speed than us. They were tougher than us. Miami's going all in. There's not a ton of rules. So for people who are all upset about this, I don't know what to tell you because nobody's breaking any rules. You just have to pay kids for a service.
Yeah, so and you nailed it earlier. The appearance fee is what most kids are going to end up doing.
Right.
Just showing up somewhere, shaking hands, waving.
Or, like you said, know what, here's the thing.
It might even be an autograph exchange.
Or it could be, I'm going to drive your car.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm going to let everybody know, hey, Ohio State did that with a bunch of players. We're driving Mercedes now, so.
Yeah, and on the license plate, you'll see exactly where they got it from.
Yeah.
You know, and.
You saw Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, Texas running back.
Yeah, he's got the Lamborghini out in Texas.
And so be it. Good for them. You can't hate on it because you're used to football from whenever it was. But let's not act like kids were getting paid before because we've said it for as long as we've watched college football. And now people want to have a problem with it because it stares them in the face and you hear exactly what's going on. But if you ask me, Miami being good at football is good for the sport.
Yeah. Evan, here's what it is. People are afraid of anything that's new, any type of change. We resist it. We only want to believe and see what we can see. I mean, in this politically charged society, it's hard to see another person's point of view. You only see yours, and they're wrong. And we will fight you to the death to prove that we're wrong. It's like, guys, it's not. Now, maybe things change with the Michigan new president they got coming in.
And Santa.
Santa. Maybe Santa brings gifts and allows them to do things. But, yeah, it's like with Mel Tucker in the transfer portal. He saw a way to improve his team.
Let's go.
And he's like, you know what? Let's go all in. I want to know when a kid hits the portal, I want to see his top 10 plays, whether I want this kid or not. Every kid that comes in the portal, show me the top 10 plays, and I'll let you know whether we want to lob a phone call to this kid or not. Why do you think they get in on so many kids so quickly? Because it's like, okay, Evan, you just hit the portal at noon. At 12:30, 1 o'clock, you're getting a call.
Yeah, it should almost be like when Jim Schwartz was at Kyle Vandenbosch's door at midnight to sign him. Like, yeah, you have to be willing and eager to get out there to say.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Listen, I see you're leaving. I have a home for you. Here is the home. This is what we can do for you. Oh, you need examples? Here, let me show you some examples that are in the NFL right now that came, transferred, and did what they had to do. I mean, if you ask me, Connor Hayward is going to be the biggest thing that helps Michigan State down the road, because this is a kid that went into the portal, then came back.
Yeah.
And then produced at a very high rate.
Now, another one, I want the same thing as Ma Gayote.
Yeah.
Ma Gayote. Remember, he went in. He was Mel Tucker's highest recruit at the time. And he went into the portal linebacker, and he came back. And now, from what I see, he's going to be an integral part of the linebacking core. So, yeah, for those guys to leave and come back,
it's just saying, listen, we have gotten guys from outside, and they've played. But listen, even the guys that want to leave here, they end up coming back.
Yeah, doors open. If you want to come back, we'll take you.
And they let them practice. They did it with Van Summer,
and he came back.
Yeah.
So, but it's changed, and most people don't like change. Most people want the college tradition. Guys, it's changing. If you don't believe me, USC and UCLA will be in the Big Ten. They'll be their games, their classic games will be on the Big Ten Network.
Wild.
Yeah, so when they're beating Michigan and Ohio State in the Rose Bowl, that's now a USC game. Normally, when you see a Rose Bowl game, USC's losing. Not anymore.
I know.
So the game is changing, but people don't want it. And those that are holding back are going to get left behind. And God bless Miami, and God bless teams that are like, you know what, we're going to embrace this. We're going to go full head, cutting edge, and we're going to do this until you tell us we can't.
Well, yeah, and who are they to tell their boosters or companies that are around their university, no, don't do this. We don't need it. You're not good enough for our athlete. Who are you to say what's good enough for the kid?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's the same as you, right? When you do live reads on your 2-6 show, they're going to approach you and they're going to say, does this work for you? Yeah. And you say, yeah, that works for me. Yeah. Now, you might not want to do like Viagra or something like that, but I mean, is this company to say no to what you want?
I
got to
be honest
with
you, Evan. There's only been one company that I was just like, nah, we're good. But I don't want to do it.
That's most kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so what? What do you care what they do with their money? Like, I don't.
The problem is,
everybody's so worried about other people's monies nowadays.
And I think the worst thing that could have happened, and unfortunately he doubled down on that whole transformational or not transaction or whatever.
Whatever he said, and then JJ doubled down on it.
You're
too.
Basically saying, well, we don't want to do this, which is a lie, because you are paying. Michigan put in a package for Dante Moore. Dante Moore just didn't want to go to Michigan. And I know that's hard to swallow for some people, and you're going to get on your message boards and say whatever. But, guys, you had a chance. But to sit there and say that, along with running the ball 50-some times a game, like, there's certain positions. Yeah, if I'm a running back, I want to go to Michigan. If I'm a wide receiver, why the hell do I want to go to Michigan? You don't throw him the ball.
Well, that, and think about Dante Moore's position, too. So he'd be an incoming freshman next year, right? And he probably wants to play as a true freshman. But guess what? When J.J. McCarthy's sitting there, Cade McNamara could still be,
you know what, Evan?
Sitting there.
You stumbled upon something. Because that's going to be a problem in a few years. Where is the coach's allegiance?
Mm-hmm.
Is the coach trying to save his job and win games? Or is the coach trying to make that booster, that sponsor, happy?
Yep.
Because, I mean, look at it now. And you know, you would think coming off of a Big Ten title, and this is not because J.J. has any type of big-time endorsements, but the fact that the people want J.J.
Yep.
Cade won the Big Ten. Cade beat Ohio State. Cade beat Iowa. Cade got you to the college football playoffs. There should be no doubt who your quarterback is, but the people want J.J. Now, that's just the people. Imagine if this was Dante Moore sitting there, and somebody's like, dude, I'm not paying him to sit on the bench. I need him in the game.
Yeah, my guy needs to play.
But your guy, or look at what Georgia did with Stetson Bennett. They hated him. My God, Kenny wanted the man shot into the sun.
Everybody said that the kid was whack and couldn't throw the ball downfield. He was too small, blah, blah, blah. And he goes and wins a national
title. He wins a national title. He is not the quarterback that they wanted to see. They wanted the kid that transferred from, I think, USC.
Oh, yeah.
And he was sitting there on the bench. They couldn't get – they wanted Stetson out, except for Stetson just kept winning and winning and winning, and he got to hoist the big trophy. It's going to come down to where our coaches – our coach is going to sit there and say, nah, son, they paid you the money, and you could drive your car, but you're not driving my offense. You're no good.
And that – and it's you're right. And
I mean, what Lincoln Riley did was cutting edge.
Oh, with Caleb Williams over
Lincoln Riley basically said, Spencer, have a seat, son.
Sorry.
You suck.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you're getting, that check is still going to cash. But you're not going on my field.
And I agree with it. I mean, I'm reading reports now that Georgia's thinking about starting a freshman over Stetson Bennett. And I'm like, what is going on here?
Because when the fans and the people want a quarterback or they want a certain player, it's going to be a problem for coaches. Because with NIL, and if you come in with a seven-figure deal, are you obligated to play this kid or are you obligated to win games? Because if you win enough games, you'll keep getting kids. But if you play that kid and you lose games, well, those same boosters are going to be the ones who write your final check to say, goodbye, see you, go coach somewhere else.
And we'll see it. I guarantee you we see it in college sports. I mean, and it might be with a lesser team. It might even be down the road at Eastern Michigan. Imani Bates isn't doing well.
Well, he's already told him I'm one and done.
You know what I mean?
I'm not coming back for another year.
So he goes to Eastern Michigan. I'm sure he's going to get a good sponsorship deal from somebody in that area, right? But if he performs.
From who, at Eastern's cafeteria?
But like he did at, remember Charlie Batch and TJ Lang and all these guys were ready to throw $1 million at Caleb Williams.
TJ, I challenge you. Go throw some money at him. Yeah. Please.
But I'm just saying that that's going to be interesting to me because he should be the best player on the floor, but we've seen everybody's caught up to him and he's not anymore.
Yeah.
Where does that alliance stand? Because he's the biggest kid that's probably ever gone there out of high school or transfer or whatever.
And you know what? That's going to be a future podcast.
Other than George Gervin.
Maybe we'll have some time to do that tomorrow or earlier on because the NBA wants to change the age. So you can just go straight to the league from high school.
Which... right now, I don't have a problem with what they're doing.
You know what? Save it.
I don't even have a problem with the G League.
You know what? Save it.
All right.
If you're free tomorrow, we can come in and do one tomorrow on that.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. Yeah, I'm
Because Lord
in.
Knows, Lord, you're not going to Moneyball with me.
But.
Yeah. But.
All right.
Back too late.
I'm old, man. Curmudgeon.
All right, what you got for me?
All right, so this is kind of like a loaded question here, but last night I went out to dinner for my wife's birthday.
Oh, happy
and
birthday.
And as we're sitting there, we're at a restaurant downtown Detroit, and we're sitting outside. Out comes walking a big party, bunch of balloons, a couple good-looking blonde ladies, and one Aiden Hutchinson walks out. It's his whole family. They were celebrating somebody's birthday.
It's probably his sister.
And it was his sister, his mother, some friends, maybe an agent. I don't even know. His dad was there. And so I'm sitting there with Ashley, and I go to her. I said, you know who that is? And she goes, no, why? And I'm like, well, that's Aiden Hutchinson. Boom, it clicks who it is, so on and so forth. So I was like, you know what? I work with Doug Karsh and John Jansen. So I was like, you know what? They'll get a kick out of it if I take a picture with them, right? So I go up to his dad, and I introduce myself. I tell him who I am. I know John. I know Doug, blah, blah, blah. Can I get a picture? They'd get a kick out of it.
No effing way.
Huh?
They told you, get out of here, Sparty.
Nope. I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a Michigan State fan. I don't root for Michigan at all. But those guys would get a kick out of this. I said, but you're a Lion now, so I can remove the two. But that is the question. I sent it to one of my buddies who's a huge Michigan fan. Said, no, that's a Michigan player first. You can't separate the college and the pro team. So my question is, as somebody who has... hated Aiden Hutchinson because he played against my team and everything he did. That meant he was good, right? Can I now like him being a Detroit Lion?
Yeah, I mean...
Can I separate the two? Or am I rooting for a Wolverine?
No, because once you leave...
Because like Tom Brady, I can't root for the guy. Never will. See, but he never played for the Lions.
But see, I actually like Tom Brady. I've grown to really respect him.
I like him more now since he's been with the Bucks and became a person.
Now, once you leave the team, because, yeah, like Ambry Thomas, he plays for the Niners. I love seeing Ambry out there. Because I laughed and joked with him. I'm like, Ambry, you know what? I loved you at King, and then for some reason you fell off the face of the earth for 3 years, and then you came back, and now you're on the 49ers. But I love Bree. I mean, once you leave, you could root for it. I mean, look, one of the most famous Lions is Chris Spielman. He's a Buckeye.
That is true.
So, yeah, if he helps your team win, you don't care. If Jeff Okuda is the comeback player of the year, nobody cares he went to Ohio State. And you know who else won't care? Aiden.
Right. Well, you're very true.
They'll have their bets when the game is on.
Him and Decker. Well, Taylor Decker's a prime example.
They'll have their bets when the big game. But other than that, man, once there's a handful of people that you're just like, God, I could never root for you.
Yeah, and he wasn't one because it's not like.
And the one guy for me.
He's not Chase Winovich, right?
Yeah, the one guy for me.
Or Devin Bush.
Oh, yeah, poor Devin. Is he still looking for a job?
I don't know what's going on with him and the Steelers, but after he tore that ACL, boy, did things go south for
maybe
him.
You shouldn't kick fields and threaten ladies.
But that's why I could never root for him, even if he was a Lion.
Yeah, threaten ladies on the field. So, yeah.
But that's my question. I was just curious because, you know, I had to take the pick because I said they would get a kick out. Super nice kid.
Aiden's fine.
But so then I asked her this question. So I just want to ask you two just to wrap this up. Does it suck playing here? The only reason I say that is because you're still going out to dinner. You might be a family guy, but you still got to go out to dinner with mom, dad, the sister, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Or would you,
Evan,
would you want that escape?
It's what, you know, a lot of people couldn't separate. They just thought I hated Aiden Hutchinson. I'm like, you just shouldn't draft kids because I think the kid deserves to learn something new and get a new environment and not be around everybody you went to high school
with. That's how I felt.
Now, I think Aiden has a strong family unit.
Sure.
But I do think that a guy like Charles Rogers, it
was the worst thing.
It was the worst thing that happened. I mean, it led to his downfall because he was around too many familiar people that you need. Sometimes when you can get away, it's an easy way to break loose from dead weight because it's not your fault. Hey, man, I'm in Houston now.
Right, exactly. And I was just curious about that because, listen, I understand he's still a young kid, 22 years old? So
I mean, if I'm him, I'm angry that I'm with the Lions. I mean, you're getting paid, but hey,
you know the history. Yeah. But, I mean, everybody says he vowed to bring Michigan back to what they were.
Maybe if he brings the Lions back to where they are,
he might be the biggest hero.
Let me tell you this. Spirit of Detroit, Joe Louis Fist, Aiden Hutchinson mural or statue.
You would have to put one up, yeah. Yeah. If he's the cog that does that.
It goes right up there with the – it ran between the Spirit of Detroit and Joe Louis Fist, Aiden Hutchinson will have a statue if that happens. If he is that guy, God bless you. It was written in the stars.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to happen. But no, only a handful of people that went to, like, schools that I didn't like that I just flat out – no, I can't. You see other people like, no problem with Duncan Robinson or.
Well, and that's the thing.
Trey Burke.
I can notice talent and appreciate talent, right? Doesn't mean that I'm saying the kid sucks, anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just I've always had a hard time separate, but I've never had that problem, really. The Lions really haven't drafted too many Michigan guys, right? You had Jeff Backus, it's an offensive lineman. You just kind of forget about it now.
I got no problem with John Jansen. People are like, you must hate John Jansen. Like, actually, I don't. Actually, the more and more I talk with John, the more I like him.
Yeah,
the more I'm like, we got so much in. Like, I'm probably never gonna go out like hunting with him, but I mean, we found out that we both like to smoke things, and we're just sitting there sharing recipes. I'm like,
he's got great stories.
Right,
from the NFL.
He
kind of shoots it straight about Michigan.
I like Jansen. So, yeah, once you leave the school, chances are you become a lot more likable.
Like Larry Foote, too. He used to work.
Oh, my God, I love Foote.
And you know what? He understood my humor that I was going to bag on Michigan as much as I could. But he enjoyed it, I think. He loved talking back.
I absolutely love Larry Foote. I love him and Larry Foote Sr. They were hilarious.
Yeah, just
but they just
a genuine dude. You know what I mean?
Right. They don't get wrapped up. I mean, Ron Bellamy, the you know.
Sure.
Man, I saw him the other day, and I told him, like, man, look, you're at Michigan, but I'm just so proud of seeing your journey and where you're at, and I know it's going to take you even further. And he thanked me. I mean, we talk all the time. So
sure.
I say all that to say the only people who get stuck in that minutia are just hardcore fans who probably never went to the schools, and they just sit there in their maize and blue or gray, scarlet and gray or green and white onesies, yeah. And they're just going to be hardcore super fans. People who have something invested, there's a mutual respect. You can respect the grind, I mean.
Oh, that I respect. I mean, working in this business as long as
I mean,
I
wouldn't have ran up and got a picture with him, but, I mean, I see why you did.
I did just for a giggle out of those guys because you're right. I get – Jansen knows that I hate Michigan, so anytime that I can, like, give him a little bit of love, like
– Like, do you think – here's a question for you. Do you think Doug Karsh would ever get a picture with Mel Tucker?
No.
Now, he's an alum.
I don't.
Technically, he's an alum of Michigan State.
Doug is different than me, where he's professional all the time if he's around. Even if it's
they're at dinner.
If they went out on a fishing trip together, I still don't think he would take
all
that.
All of a sudden, Doug is rolling up, and standing in front of him in line is Mel Tucker getting ice cream.
I don't even know if he would talk to him.
Wow.
So not a hate, but
Doug's a bleep hole. We're going to leave it right there. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. For Evan, I'm Rico. Thanks for listening to the 5-Star Zone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.